We're rolling on here on the Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday night baseball. Shuckers and the Biscuits. Offense last night, 11 runs. And as we welcome in Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer for today's pregame interview. J.J., appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, excited. Always to be on this. It's an enjoyable time, so ready to get going.
Talking about enjoyable times, last night, 11 runs for the guys, 10 of them coming with two outs. How proud were you of this lineup, bouncing back after two tough nights and just exploding against this Biscuits pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the type of guys we have this year is no matter what happens the day before, no matter what happens the series before, they always attack the next day as a new day, and that's baseball. That's the best and sometimes the worst part about baseball is you got to get up and do it again the next day. You know, we got one hit the night before, come out and score 11, and last night we scored 11. You got to earn it again tonight. It's a new game. It's a new day, so you got to attack it just like that.
And this team throughout the second half has really been piling on the runs. 206 of them in the half. It's more than anybody else in Double-A. Only team above 200. What's been clicking on the offensive side of things that's allowed such a big second half offensive-wise?
You know, I think the biggest thing is our guys just continued commitment to get better on a daily basis and then leaving the work in the cage and then going to attack the game on a daily basis and pulling for each other. You know, that's something that we talk about a lot is pull for the guy in front of you and pull for the guy behind you. If that's driving in a run or that's setting up the guy behind you to be able to go out and get an RBI and just putting together tough at-bats, 1 through 9, day-to-day, through a full series is kind of the approach we've been taking right now is just go out there and be tough at-bats.
What's it been like getting a couple of the new guys into the fold, guys like Adam Hall, Connor Scott, Casey Martin, outside the organization, and Dylan O'Rae coming up from the high A level? What's it been like getting them acclimated here to the Double A level and the systems that you've put in place here in Biloxi?
I mean, credit to those guys. Those guys have come in and been absolute pros, and they know exactly what they need, and I think they've meshed very well with our clubhouse, which is really special in itself. And those guys haven't skipped a beat. They've come in, and all four of those guys, like, they've come up in really big situations and produced for guys. I remember, you know, Connor Scott's first game was he hit the game-winning home run. So, like, each of those guys have come in and made an impact right away, and not only just on the field but in the clubhouse too. Like, they fit in really well, which – to us is really important because that culture in the clubhouse is effectively how you guys are going to play on the field. And those guys have come in and got their heads down, went right to work in the cage, you know, made some adjustments, and then have taken it out and seen some good success.
You were in a big clubhouse last year with Carolina when you guys made the playoffs for the first time at the high A level. What's it been like seeing those guys get acclimated? Is it that same sort of vibe that you saw last year in Carolina, a little bit older here at the Double A level?
Yeah, it's very similar in a lot of ways, but like you said, like, it's older guys, so it's a little bit different in that way. But, you know, you see a lot of the same things is they're going out to play winning baseball, and that's the best thing about the part of the year that we're in is every single day is going out there playing winning baseball. And our guys have done a good job of approaching every day. It's to get better, it's to work on things, and then once that 6:35 hits, all right, it's flip the switch, let's go out there and win tonight.
Mike Bovee back from the injured list. He decided that it wasn't going to take him any time to get right back into things. Homers in three of his first five games coming off the injured list. What did you see from Bovee immediately making an impact off the IL?
I mean, hitter's hit, and Bovee's a hitter, and that's something that we joke around a lot about. And, you know, he's made a few changes since coming back to hopefully mitigate some of the injuries, but also it was something that we saw throughout the rest of his career is going to play a lot of impact on kind of the type of hitter he needs to be. And, you know, credit to him, he's come in and from the first pitch that he saw to now, he's made those adjustments and hasn't really had that, like, uncomfortable period that some guys have. And, you know, it's shown exactly what we thought it was going to do, and credit to him, he's just a special kid, special player, and he's somebody that he's a baseball guy, loves what he does, and, you know, comes to the ballpark every day with a smile on his face, fun to be around, and goes out there and performs.
Both him and Brock Wilken, you kind of forget they were both drafted a year ago. Wilken's been terrific in the second half, 7 homers in the half. How much have you been impressed by how they've just carried themselves in the cages, in the games throughout this season as guys who, again, in their first full season of Pro Bowl?
Man, the biggest thing I can say about both of those guys is, like, one, you wouldn't know it's their first full season in Pro Bowl, and two, you wouldn't know that they were our first and our second round picks. Like, just the people they are is way more important to me, and those two guys are top quality dudes, and they're fun to be around, they're fun to talk to. They're good in the clubhouse. They're good in the cage. They're good on the field. They're making sure that we're playing the game the right way. So that makes my job a lot easier when you have two guys like that that not only perform on the field but are also top-notch dudes. Like that, it's fun to be around them.
What does that inject into the lineup when they're two top-notch guys and two guys who are playing well and two guys who have a lot of fun while doing it?
I mean, they set the tone. You know, they set the tone. They're going to get up in the first inning, and you know something special could happen every single time that the 2-3 comes around in the lineup. And, you know, it might not be in the 2-3. It could be the 3-4. It could be anywhere in the lineup, but I think these guys are going to be hitting in front or behind each other for a really long time.
Lamar Sparks last night hit that big-time grand slam. It's been a big-time second half. 324 average, 12 extra base hits, 4 home runs. What's the growth you've seen this year from Lamar from game 1 to now sitting here in game 105?
Man, it's fun to look back and kind of see where Sparks has come. You know, he had a tough start to the season, and I think he would tell you the same thing. And, you know, we sat down and we got into the lab, and, you know, he looks completely different and just, you know, the way he stands in the box and some of the things that he does. But the biggest thing for him is his commitment to that and the commitment to being better and being uncomfortable making an adjustment. And then attacking it on a daily basis and changing a little bit of the way he approaches not only his work, but also his approach in game is like we got to keep the internal portions of our work internal and then keep the external portions of our day external. You know, go into the cage and understand what's important. And one of the biggest lines that we use with Sparks is like redefine what success is. You know, don't always let the ball tell you. Don't always let your body tell you. But, you know, understand when to use each of them to define what success is, whether that's in the cage or that's in the game. Redefine what success is. And that's been a really big game changer for Sparks is knowing what leads to his success and how he can get it. And he's shown to just, you know, not just show spurts of it on the field, but, you know, he's strung together some really impressive couple months here.
JJ, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next.